KK1065, the pride of the valley. It's Ben Patrick and Laura Ann, and we have on the phone right now Suzanne Westenhofer, a very, very funny lady who is coming to town, is going to be here on the 15th of next month to do a show in Sun City. Suzanne Westenhofer, welcome to KK1065.
Well, thank you very much. I have a question.
Ask.
Are your call letters really K-gay?
They really are K-gay, and we really are gay. Well, she's bi, but I'm gay.
Okay.
We embrace that.
So you guys are gay, too. Because then I thought, now, did they do this? Do they know I'm gay?
Of course.
You know what?
I talk about being a lesbian in my show. And like, all of a sudden, I was like...
No, you can talk about being a lesbian here.
It's 2020. They'll be fine.
We are fine. And, you know, and we're really... we're a big station, but we're a community station at the same time. And
gotcha.
We really talk to the LGBTQ community, as do you. About all aspects of life.
In fact, one of the things that brought you here that we were so interested in is, now, do you have an Amish background or raised around Amish?
No, I'm not Amish.
Okay.
Fine.
I grew up among the Amish.
But
you want to see my zipper?
I want to see your zipper. I want to see your, yeah.
And also, you are the first lesbian ever with an HBO special who was out and proud and on Dave Letterman. Like, that is really groundbreaking. How did it feel at the time?
Pretty exciting, pretty amazing, unbelievable. Things were moving so fast. I had just started comedy like 4 years ago, just getting up at open mics in New York. And all of a sudden it was like, bam, bam, bam. And things, I thought, oh my God, I'm going to be a star. And then Ellen DeGeneres came out and Hollywood went, oh, we already have a lesbian.
We'll oh,
yeah, thanks. Yeah. We're full up. We've got one.
We have the one. Yep. That's our quota.
Yeah.
It was the 90s. And the fact that they even had one was pretty kind of a miracle. But yeah, it kind of went.
So. What's your favorite way to do comedy? Do you like to do a small club? Do you like to do improv? Do you like to play the larger venues?
I think if I had my brothers, I like small theaters, you know, like 300 people, mm-hmm. 400 people maybe, or the cabaret situation. Because cabaret people just have a sense of it. They, whether there's 80 people or 180 people, they just really have a sense of like, we're here to be entertained.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, now, like they want to be involved in it. They want to laugh.
How much does being a lesbian inform your comedy?
I would say it informs it completely, but because I'm a lesbian.
Yeah,
but
no.
I mean, like, you can't ask Chris Rock to not be black. But,
well, you know, I asked him one time and he refused. He refused.
I know, right? And you only ask him one time. My God. I would say that it, in the beginning, when I first started in 1990, I was in New York and I was trying to make a point. An open lesbian can be up in the straight clubs doing comedy.
Mm-hmm.
And it was... It just felt really lesbian back
really?
Then. But you had to be, because there was straight audiences, and you couldn't just get up and say, I'm a lesbian, and then start doing cat jokes, because now they're going, what do you mean, lesbian? You know what I mean? They're not even listening to you.
What's that? Yeah. If you'd stick around with us a minute, we're going to take a quick break and listen to a song, but we'd like to hear more about your show and about your coming to the Coachella Valley.
Yeah.
Great. KK1065, the pride of the valley. It's Ben and Laura Ann. Glad that you're with us. And we're also glad to have on the telephone Suzanne Westenhofer, who is a very funny comedian. And she's coming to, you're coming to Sun City, correct?
I am.
On the
15th.
Yes?
Yeah, the day after Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
So, Suzanne, where do people go to get tickets?
You go to SuzanneW.com, which is my website, and then it has all the, or Facebook, you know, or Instagram, any place that you see.
You're also on Twitter, yes?
I am very political and very involved in Twitter. Unless I'm working on a ship and I'm out to sea, I'm almost on it every day because I'm involved in the political side of it. Political side and kittens and puppies.
you just got yourself a girlfriend.
I found my soulmate. Yes. I found my soulmate. Thank you, Suzanne.
She's a puppy kitten whore, let me tell you.
I have over 17,000 followers, and the majority of them are straight people. And they often, when they tweet me, they'll be like, I'm not gay, but, and I'm always like, I want, because, you know, we only have so many letters we could put in there, and I always want to go, it's okay, I can tell by your little picture.
You are coming to Sun City, and you will be here, Suzanne Westenhofer, you will be here on the 15th. And tell us again your website where people can get
so
tickets.
So you will have had sex on the 14th.
I love your hopeful spirit there.
That's, you know what, from your mouth right? to Satan's ear. I think that's a right? wonderful plan. Yes. SuzanneW.com.
Suzanne Summers took Suzanne.com.
You
damn
know
her.
What? Damn her.
She's
damn
a local
her.
Resident, though. We do love our yes. Suzanne Summers.
But we look
or
forward
Suzanne
to
w, or Suzanne Westenhofer on Facebook. You know, any of those places will okay. Have the link for the Sun City place, I'm sure.
Fair enough.
And that's a, you know, I let people know. I think sometimes they don't understand. My comedy, I'm a lesbian, and I'll talk about my partner and things like that, but there's nothing in the show straight people won't get. We don't have a different language. You know what I mean?
Talk to us in gay.
They will love it.
Well, thanks for taking the time. Yes, thanks for being with us today, and we look forward to meeting you in person when
and
you're
you
here at Sun City.
For free, so I
oh,
you
wow.
Guys.
Okay. You got a deal. We love things
yeah.
that are
well, it depends
free.
On if I have
I
sex or not.
Well,
KK 106.5, okay. The Pride of the Valley.